Hello, innovators. I'm Todd Wyant, and welcome to the Bridging the Gap podcast presented by Applied Software Great Tech Group. You're invited to join our conversation to model the future of construction innovation and the digital transformation adventure of this great industry. We recorded this conversation live from the Advancing Prefabrication Show in Denver, Colorado. In this conversation, I sat down with Anthony Montesino of Struxsoft Great Tech Group to discuss the latest in prefab trends, best practices for technology adoption, implementation, and so much more. Hope you enjoy this conversation. We are coming live from Advancing Prefab here with Anthony. Super excited to have you come sit down for the conversation. So Anthony, for the listening audience, why don't you give a little bit about your background and how you got into the industry?
Thanks. And I'm a big fan of this podcast, and it's a pleasure to be part of the same group as you, work for the same company. I think it's amazing what you're doing, and it's a pleasure to be here. So my story goes back. I got into this industry pretty young. I was 21 at the time. So we're going back to 2005. Basically, it was my first real career type of a job, yeah. Other than, you know, doing some manual labor and stuff like that through school. So actually it was my late father, Joe, who got me into this business, and they needed a home base guy at Struxsoft, the original Struxsoft in 2005. So I started doing, all kinds of basic tasks, shipping. We're going back to a time where Autodesk used to actually ship us the CDs, and I used to have to prepare them and ship them to clients for them to get the new versions. You know, there was no cloud or anything. So it was pretty.
It's crazy that wasn't that long ago, but I know it's a very different world.
It was very different, and it's been really cool to be a part of this industry the whole time and see it grow. So that's basically how I got into things, and I've just stuck with it the whole time, basically.
Yeah. What about this industry kind of gripped you to stay in?
What kind of gripped me is that I didn't really know what I was getting into at first, to be honest with you. I honestly had no clue.
Right.
I knew nothing about this industry. I came in to basically, it was an entry type of a position. So what ended up keeping me in the industry was realizing that this was a real interesting and legitimate industry. And I realized very quickly that I was kind of privileged to be brought into it. Mm-hmm. It started to make me realize that, this is something that is evolving. I could have the opportunity to basically be a part of something that is, really moving an industry along. So that's basically, what kept me in it all this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. I like to say I'm a happy accident into construction. It was not my background at all either, and just stumbled into Applied Software a decade ago, and just rest is history. I've loved it.
Exactly. I think it's the
potential and the opportunity here in construction is really exciting.
It is, yeah, absolutely.
How are you seeing the software and the technology change over the last 20 years? It's a big evolution in the tech space.
Well, when BIM first came into the picture, Building Information Model, that was a new term in the industry, probably shortly after I got into the industry, that started to become a thing. So, the collaboration and trying to work in a one model concept where possible is something that I've seen evolving, especially with a product like Revit, for example, where, you have it stemming directly from the architects, the engineers are getting involved. Mm-hmm. The drawings are being submitted to manufacturers, and people are able to stay in the one model concept more and more these days. Mm-hmm. Even if you're using another product, there are advancements to linking products together so that, you don't have to do, you don't have to completely redraw and things like that. So obviously now with the addition of cloud technology, that is most likely the future of our industry, and it's something that our group Struxsoft is heavily engaged in. So our product Onyx for production management and linking to any type of CNC machine is our most heavily developed product at our group. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is basically where I'm seeing changes happen. Collaboration, cloud-based collaboration from Autodesk. There are so many tools these days that are allowing people to effectively work together on projects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's an exciting time. Even just a couple years ago, you know, collaboration and interoperability seemed like really big buzzwords that maybe were more theoretical than they were actually happening. But now that's very much has changed. The interoperability between different softwares and platforms is actually starting to take place, and you can see that reality coming into existence, which is awesome.
It is, yeah.
And need it there for sure. How have you noticed people's perception of technology change over that 20 years?
There's definitely more of a welcome to using new technology. There, one thing I noticed earlier in my career was a hesitancy to embrace new products, to embrace change. And I think that regardless of how long you have been in this industry and what your career has been focused on, I think that what I'm seeing is definitely people embracing new products because they're seeing that it's also helping them. Mm-hmm. And with the right educational plan, you know, it's something that should be embraced and welcomed, and you know, it's fun to use. It's rewarding in your own career to put new technology under your belt. Mm-hmm. So there's many reasons to, you know, embrace that type of embrace new products.
Mm-hmm. I want to pull a thread that you said in that answer. You said the right educational system. How do people go about finding what that right mix is for their unique company?
It's sometimes a little tricky to incorporate new technology while you have projects continuing to roll through. So it's definitely something that we have worked. I mean, I've worked with customers now for almost 20 years, implementing new products as painlessly as possible. So, you know, and that's something that, you know, our group, Great Tech, Struxsoft, really specializes in is service. So we have many ways that we can, you know, bring new products into the picture while allowing the team to continue to be productive.
Are there any kind of best practices or advice that you would give people that are looking to implement new technology? What's the first step that they should do as a company before they bring in that new software?
Well, I mean, of course, you have to do your due diligence, and you have to make sure that the product is right for your company. So, you know, I'm always encouraging proper evaluations. You know, we get right into the detail when someone comes to us. We want to get as specific as possible with our questions, with sample files, with everything we possibly can to make sure that everyone is comfortable taking this new path. That's very, very important to us. And and you know, on that note, you know, there are also ways that we can help transition. We have our own services that we offer for projects and things of that nature that can help people move into new software a lot easier.
Are there certain pitfalls or challenges that you see come up a lot that people should be mindful of to avoid when they're implementing and adopting new tech?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you have to definitely look at the big picture. You have to have a bird's eye view of what, you know, what your goal is. Why are you doing this? You know, not just looking at product costs or service costs, looking at what this product is going to do for your company globally and in the future. I think that sometimes is tricky because, you know, you of course also want to make sure that you're speaking to someone who can share that view with you. So, yeah, I think if I've ever encountered situations where, you know, I wish there was more communication throughout that process with us and everyone involved at the organization, that sometimes can be a little bit of a challenge.
Mm-hmm. So in your ideal world, what's the communication on the front side look like when we're drilling into StructSoft? So when somebody's implementing StructSoft for the first time, walk me through kind of what that process in a perfect world would look like.
So yeah, implementing meaning that we've already gone through the evaluation and we're now entering into actually.
Right. They've said yes to let's bring in StructSoft. Now what?
Well, there's a few ways you can do it. I mean, you can dedicate your staff. You can dedicate your team to the education right from the bat. Dedicate that time, that first couple weeks to our educational system. Mm-hmm. And kind of get rolling with the product right away. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, we also can assist you with the implementation of the software by taking on some of the project work and some of the load with you and allowing us to implement the software at the same time for you. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple different ways that we can do this. It's usually a pretty seamless process because, I mean, we have such a dedicated team that's there with you the entire way through. We're not just a call center. I mean, we already know everything about your business before you come on board, mm-hmm. So, I mean, and chances are you already have a dedicated representative on your case. So, mm-hmm. It really helps.
The industry is struggling with a communication problem and a lack of interoperability. This is causing 25% of data being recreated and almost $300 billion loss due to bad communication. Great Tech Group believes that is a problem. So they created Data Connect, an easy-to-use, no-code platform that connects critical ERP systems with cost management to form a single source of truth to empower better communication, decision-making, and project efficiency. Delivering the ultimate business outcome of being on time and on budget. Visit ASTI.com/DataConnect to start saving time and money. Yeah, is that because of all the due diligence that you guys put in place on the front side before you get to the green light?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. We already know tons about you before you make the decision. And then, of course, once you do make that decision, we continue that level of detail. So we end up, we organize a kickoff call. We get to know you even more. We got questionnaires. We have personalized meetings that, it's not uncommon that if it's the right situation, we'll visit on site as well. We want to know everything about our clients. We want to make mm-hmm. sure that the path going forward is successful.
So let's get in. We'll kind of take a step back. Why StructSoft? Why would somebody be looking at StructSoft or be interested in StructSoft?
Well, you would want to be interested. You would be interested in StructSoft because the projects that the company has decided to take on mm-hmm. are requiring a higher level of detail. Whether that is stemming from the engineer, maybe they've been requested or tasked with not just a model, but a very detailed model, incorporating all of the framing and even heading towards production for construction documentation, shop drawings. Mm-hmm. That is definitely something that's a driving force. Or, right now, of course, I mean, we're at advancing prefab. I mean, this industry, you have offsite facilities opening up everywhere at this mm-hmm. point. Everybody wants a shot at this. Everybody wants a shot to, try to get this right and grow this industry even further. So a lot of people come to us just strictly because they're on this venture. They're getting some machinery and they know they're going to need a program like ours to basically become the backbone of their organization. Mm-hmm. There was a famous saying that was on LinkedIn at one time by actually the late Jerry McCaughey there from Integra, that he had mentioned, don't put the cart before the horse or whatever that saying is there.
Yeah.
And, basically giving the proper respect to the technology behind the machinery, mm-hmm. So it's definitely something that people have to take very seriously. And it's an aspect of the offsite construction industry that I think is going to become one of the main contributors to to future growth is the technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. So we're, as you mentioned, at Advancing Prefab here. Why are you here? Why did you come up to the Advancing Prefab this year, and what do you hope to get out of this show?
Well, I love events like this. Mm-hmm. I love these more personalized events where it's very, very industry focused. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, being in this industry so long, you know, I see a lot of familiar faces. Yeah. I love bumping into people in person. And that's one of the things that, you know, gives me a kick out of staying in this industry so long is the relationships that you continue to build. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to get out of it is just to be a contributor as everybody else is. You know, we're here to build new relationships. We're here to display our new technology. And, you know, we're just here to also show our dedication to the industry.
Mm. Nice. We're early in the show so far, but any takeaways that have stood out to you thus far?
Well, I mean, takeaways so far, it was definitely more volume this morning than I expected at opening.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, we've already chatted with probably a couple dozen people, you know, who have come over to the booth. And,
yeah.
But, you know, other than that, I mean, I kind of knew what to expect. And I think this is a great combination of getting to network and also education, you know, education. And you have all of these industry figureheads that are here speaking. And, you know, it's just, you know, we have a bunch of people with us who are, you know, kind of early on in their careers in this industry. And, you know, I can't think of a better type of event than one like this that can give someone so much exposure in so many areas.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to be drinking from a fire hose this
week
in a great way, a great way. So as we start to kind of land the plane here, a couple kind of rapid fire questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
First, where do you think the prefab movement will be in the next couple of years?
I think that we're definitely going to see a lot more cloud-based technology come to the forefront to help support these organizations. I think that we're going to see more and more companies who embark on this venture find the right system to stick long-term. You know, and there's a lot of companies out there that are doing it right. And of course, you know, we've seen some companies over the years who have fallen, you know, and the reasons behind that could vary in so many ways. But I just think that, you know, the way things are heading, you know, we're going to see this continue to stick and grow.
Mm-hmm. Nice. As a fellow gray techer, you should appreciate this next question.
Mm-hmm.
What does modeling the future look like to you?
Well, what I see is that, you know, the stick frame builders on site, I see the construction process and offsite construction finding a closer relationship. And I'm dealing with a bunch of people right now who are actively looking to bridge that gap.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you get bonus points for incorporating the name. I like it.
It fits. So I had to. But I really think that we're going to start to see that because, I mean, there's housing needs right now. There's a housing crisis all over North America. I mean, we need to find a way to solve that problem.
Mm.
And, you know, the combination of offsite combined with construction contractors who are actually doing it on the site, there's a lot of gaps that need to be acknowledged in that system. And I'm no industry expert myself, but I'm aware that there are.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, we're going to be a big, big part of that at Gray Tech.
Mm-hmm. Nice. What does innovation mean to you?
Innovation? I think that, you know, innovation needs to be looked at not just from a business sense, but from actually trying to solve the problem, you know? And so we listen to all of our customers. We listen to the industry. We're looking towards the future. So, I mean, when it comes to innovation, you know, we want to continue to be the leader in, in basically offsite construction technology, and I would consider us a leader, you know, in many ways, and especially being part of the gray tech world. I mean, there's such a dedication in gray tech to innovation, to embracing new technologies, to being a leader in incorporating these new technologies. And so, I mean, yeah, in a nutshell, that's basically what I kind of see that as.
Nice. How do people find out more information on StruckSoft or connect with you?
Well, I mean, obviously, if you're here, you'll know where to find me. you know, if you just watch this and you're wanting to reach out, I mean, of course, you know, you can go to StruckSoftSolutions.com. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll reach out there with the contact info. We have a very dedicated team. So, I mean, if you submit a form, if you give us a call, you're going to get contacted pretty much immediately. You know, look out for us on LinkedIn. There's always so much interesting stuff that we're putting up there. Mm-hmm. You know, we do biweekly webinars, which are basically mini training sessions. You know, we do weekly tech tips. You know, we're always trying to get the word out with our partners, with our customers, if it's a client spotlight. You know, so I would just suggest that, you know, whether the timing is right for you now or not, you know, just come along for the ride and see how it looks for a while, you know, and I think it'll be really eye-opening.
Yeah, awesome. Well, last question for you. If I could give you all construction power, you could snap your fingers and innovate one thing in the industry, what would you pick to innovate?
What I would innovate, and I don't know for sure if this is a spot on type of answer to this question, but what we need to innovate and what I see a lot of challenges on is technology, you know, speaking with one another. In our world, if you're on Revit and you're already receiving your files in Revit, we're already there. We have the process from start to finish, where you can work on that one model, one atmosphere the whole way through. So that's always the most ideal. But we're still encountering people coming to us, you know, who are needing to, for various reasons, they're needing to have to find ways to import, export, link to this, link to that, redraw. We need to find a solution industry-wide for this, because this is not helping the process. You know, we need to find some way to create some type of a platform to make the process easier for everybody, regardless of where they're stemming from. You know, and I'm not saying that, you know, we need to be the one and only. That I don't think is going to happen. I think that everyone needs to keep an open mind and look out for the best interests of the end users. I think if we can all look out for the best interests of the end users, we can provide a solution to a lot of the challenges that people come to us for. I don't know exactly what that will be, but I know that it would help a lot of people.
Yeah, more on the interoperability side of things.
Yeah,
getting that connection. I like it. Good answer, Anthony. Thanks so much for taking the time and joining the show today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. And now it's time for my top takes from this episode. First take, invest time in understanding the technology available in the market. Assess how these technological solutions can be strategically leveraged to benefit your current situation. Second take, the importance of having a well thought out game plan before implementing new software cannot be overstated. Collaborate closely with partners to ensure a seamless integration process. And finally, solution providers, including companies like StruckSoft, are keen to become your valued partners. Seize the opportunity to engage with them, making the most of their willingness to invest in your success. Bridging the Gap is hosted, directed, and produced by Todd Wyant. Edited and produced by Eric Daniel. Bridging the Gap is an Applied Software Gray Tech Group production. Copyright Applied Software, Gray Tech Group, 2024.